Okay, welcome everybody. It's great to see you all once again, even if it's virtually, and to be able to gather together as Chaverim and as a community. And that was really the thinking behind doing this, both to start preparing for Pesach and learning Torah together, but perhaps just as important to gather together and say Tehillim. And the learning of Tehillim should be a zechus for all the cholim, but in general, and more specifically, those that are they're sick with corona. First, thank you to all those who helped organize this and who will be taking part presenting in the continuation of the program over the next 2.5 weeks, and to Jeff for the technology hosting arrangement. One last technical note, the goal each night is to have about 5-minute Dvar Torah on the Pesach Seder, 7-minute max, shared by different Rabbanim and Torah teachers from the Yishuv. Followed by a joint Perek of Tehillim and a Mishaberech for the Cholim, and then we could try it this time, see if it works. Maybe at that point we could try to sing together Achenu. We'll see if everybody unmutes. You don't have to unmute. We could try and see how it works. I thought maybe it might be nice. But with that, let me begin my 5 minutes. Okay, Yitz, you can keep track of the clock. Okay, so I know I'm supposed to speak on Karpas, but since I arranged this, I have some flexibility. So it's the first one. I want to sort of just start with a general Seder overview. I've always found it intriguing that we call the Pesach Seder by that name, Seder, which means order. Why not Pesach Seuda? Why not Leil Haggadah or Leil Matzah? So what happens in the rush leading up to Pesach? We have an e-seder. We have this chaos. We're busy cleaning. We're busy getting rid of chametz. We're busy buying Pesach food and cooking. We're busy setting the table. And then we get to the Pesach night and we have seder. Most tables are already set. Everybody's dressed in their Shabbos best or Yom Tov best. And we start singing the simanim to bring seder and order into our lives. Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas. A roadmap telling us each step of what to do. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim when the Jews were slaves for hundreds of years. And then there are the plagues. Will we be let free? Will we not be let free? Are we still slaves? It's chaos. But then they were taken out of Mitzrayim. They become the Jewish people and eventually receive the Torah and are given Seder. They're given order and structure to our lives in the forms of mitzvos and halacha. So that's point number one. Then these chaotic times where we don't know what's going to be, we live without structure. Our kids are learning from home. Many of us are trying to also work from home. There's no Seder. And so it's important as much as we can to try and find Seder still in our lives. Having daily learning like this, eating together as a family as much as possible, maybe once a day, maybe a couple times a week, more than in the past. Davening in a set place in the house, or at least at set times, to eventually reach the point of geula like we do at the end of the Seder night. So that's point one. Now a short idea on Karpas. So we may be familiar with the idea that Karpas backwards stands for Samech Perach, right? Symbolizing the Shishim Ribo, the 600,000 Jewish males that were in slavery in Egypt. However, I saw a beautiful idea by Rabbi Shimon Apsdorf on Aish.com. Let me shout out to Ariel and Jamie. Thank you for Aish. He wrote a bunch of books. Perhaps the most famous of the books is his High Holiday Survival Guide, which he wrote many years ago. He says if you look at the names of the letters of Karpas, it shares a meaningful message. Okay, so you have Kaf, Resh, Pei, Samach. So Kaf is like Kaf, like the palm of our hand. Resh is Rush, is like poor person. Peh is mouth, and Samech means to support. So if he reads it as follows, what's the message of Karpas? Kaf Resh, open up your palms, your hands, and give to those who are impoverished. However, not all of us have the physical means to give to those in need all the time. In that case, Peh Samech, give support to those impoverished people through your mouth. Provide words of encouragement. We see the concept of giving to others throughout the Haggadah because one who's free is in a position to give. And that's on Seder night, we're free. But even those who may have nothing to give can show their freedom in the Jewish spirit of giving by giving a kind word. showing care and concern, empathy. I know our community is incredible when it comes to chesed and physical giving, providing meals, helping those in financial difficulty, different gamachs. I think there's a gamach for everything in Yad Binyamin. Baruch Hashem. But that's the kaf resh, opening your palm. But right now we find ourselves in a very difficult time, one where we're all closed up in our homes. We can't go out. We find it difficult to provide physically for other people. But that's not true. We can pick up the phone or video chat friends, neighbors, maybe older family members, those who might be going through a more difficult time with the isolation, or even within our own homes, offering words of encouragement to our spouses or the children in these very stress-filled times. And that's the Peh Samach, that's the giving through our words. Let me just end with a short story I heard from my friend, Rabbi Eli Krimsky. Many years ago, and he was a counselor at Camp Hask, which is an incredible camp for special needs children, he and his co-counselor were tasked with bringing one of the campers, George Neuwirth Zal, to shul in the morning. They took turns with George as his disabilities took him a bit longer to get ready in the morning. George had relied on a wheelchair for mobility most of his life. And if not, the two counselors wheeled him to shul and began placing tefillin on his arm and his head. And they began reciting the first few brachos with him in the morning. And suddenly the counselors paused and sort of looked at one another. And you know, the next bracha was the bracha about thanking Hashem for the ability to walk. Asherichim mitzad de gaver. And they didn't know what to do. So they turned to George. They said, "George, do you know what the meaning of the next bracha is?" He smiled at them. Apparently, he always smiled. And he nodded in the affirmative, "Yeah." They said, "Do you say it?" And he responded, "Of course I say it. It's my favorite bracha." So they were a little perplexed by this. So they said, "You understand what the bracha is saying, right?" He said, Of course I know what it's saying. I get to thank Hashem that you, who are able to walk, can help me out every day." The counselors thought they were the only ones at Hask who could give physically, providing for George and the other campers, that they were kaf resh, that they were helping somebody with limited physical means. But what George taught them is that you can also give peh samach. You can provide words of support, encouragement, when your own abilities are restricted. So we may be physically distant, but let us now collectively be peh samach through our tefillos, providing support for the cholim. And in that merit, may the chaos in our lives find the light at the end of the tunnel of Seder and of structure with the ultimate coming of the Gula, Bezrat Hashem.